From catastrophic bushfires to devastating floods, Australia has been battered by severe natural disasters. And a survey by the World Economic Forum of 1,000 Australians shows many fear there's more to come. More than 4 out of 10 Australian respondents believe climate change has already had a severe effect on where they live. 6 out of 10 expect climate change will have a severe effect on where they live in the next 10 years. And 3 out of 10 believe it's likely they'll be displaced from their home because of climate change in the next 25 years.
People in regional areas are slightly more likely to say that they've already been severely impacted by climate change, but it's quite a slim margin. And from my point of view, that's quite a surprising finding. When I was looking at this data, I definitely expected there to be a bit of a difference, given that regional areas are much more heavily affected.
That's Stuart Clark from the market research firm Ipsos. The company conducted the survey on behalf of the World Economic Forum in Australia. Mr. Clark says the results show public support for stronger environmental policies.
I think the key thing that this really flags is that from a policy perspective, there is going to be support for resilience, you know, making sure that Australia is resilient to climate change in the future. So ensuring that things like getting the right spending on infrastructure, planning where we put our houses.
In the northern New South Wales Shire of Tweed, 500 homes were destroyed by flooding this year, leaving thousands homeless. The Mayor, Chris Cherry, is saying the region needs funding for further land buyback schemes.
People see the reality of climate change and they are looking to the government to provide the answers and to protect our communities into the future. We want to be able to have voluntary land house swaps, voluntary land purchases, and be able to move our community into safety.
The federal government last week moved to establish a disaster ready fund. If passed through Parliament, it will provide $200 million per year for mitigation projects such as flood levies and fire breaks. Lucy Murray, SBS News.